Shalom, everybody. Today is Yom Shishi B'Shabbat, Erev Shabbat Kodesh, the sixth day of the week, and in the sixth Aliyah of Parshat Tetzaveh, we have eight psukim. In this Aliyah, we hear about the mitzvah to bring the Korban Tamid every single day, one sheep every single morning, and one sheep every single afternoon. When the Torah tells us to bring the Korban Tamid twice a day, we are told the following in Perek Chaf Tet, Psukim Lamid Chet, and Lamid Tet. V'zeh asher ta'aseh al ha-mizbeach, kivasim b'nei shana shnaim layom tamid, et ha-keves ha-echad ta'aseh v'boker, ve'et ha-keves ha-sheni, ta'aseh bein harbaim. This is what you have to do for the Mizbeach. You have to bring 2-year-old sheep each day regularly. Excuse me, bring one sheep every morning and bring the second sheep in the afternoon. The mitzvah in our parsha is the very first time that Hashem told Moshe to bring the Korban Tamid. Bring it twice every single day. Once in the morning and once in the afternoon. The mitzvah of the Korban Tamid is also mentioned in Parshat Pinchas with almost identical terminology. However, it is almost identical, not exactly identical. In our Parsha, describing the very first time the Korban was to be brought, the Torah says, Et ha-keves ha-echad ta'aseh v'boker, the one sheep in the morning. But the wording in Parshat Pinchas is slightly different. It's in Bamidbar, Perek Chafchet Pasuk Dalid. The Torah there does not say, Et hakeves ha-echad ta'aseh v'boker, but it says, Et hakeves echad ta'aseh v'boker. In our Parsha, it says, Et hakeves ha-echad, and in Pinchas, it says, Et hakeves echad. Bring one sheep in the morning and the second sheep in the afternoon. Again, instead of saying the one sheep, which it says in our parsha, it merely says one sheep. Why the difference? It's only one letter, but every single letter in the Torah, of course, is meaningful. What is the message here? Many mefarshim ask this question and seem to answer it in the same way. I'll share a beautiful answer given by the Griz. The Griz is Hagon Rav Yitzchak Zev Soloveitchik, who died in 1959. He's also known as Rav Velvel Soloveitchik. He was Rav Yosef Dov Soloveitchik's uncle. Again, this is the Griz Hagon Rav Yitzchak Zev Soloveitchik, and this answer is found in Chidushei HaGriz Ala Torah on this Pasuk in section Samach Tet. The Griz quotes the Rambam Rav Moshe ben Maimon, who died in 1204. The Rambam in Hilchot Temidim Umusafim Perek Aleph Pasuk Halacha Yud Bet says that if for some reason the morning tamid could not be brought, the afternoon tamid was still offered as a korban for whatever reason, and vice versa. If for some reason the afternoon tamid could not be brought, the morning tamid was brought nevertheless. The two korbanot are separate mitzvot. They are independent of each other. This is true every single time you bring a Korban Tamid. If you can't bring it in the morning for whatever reason, still bring it in the afternoon. If you can't bring it in the afternoon, still bring it in the morning. It's true about every single time, except this is not true of the very first time the Mizbeach was used in our Parsha. The very first Korban Tamid was different. That had to be brought on the same day that the afternoon Korban was brought. If for some reason it were not brought, the afternoon Korban would have been put on hold as well. And that, says the Griz, is why the Torah says in our Parsha, Et hakeves ha-echad, the sheep. In our Parsha, when the very first Korban was brought, it says, Et hakeves ha-echad. If it were not brought, if the sheep were not brought, if the first sheep was not brought, then the second one was put on hold. The Mizbeach had to start on the right foot. And this is an important lesson for us to learn. Starting properly, setting the right tone, and heading in the right direction are all incredibly valuable strides that we must make in our Avodas Hashem. Even now, in the middle of the year, when Rosh Hashanah is a distant memory, we must start afresh in our mitzvot and in our Limud HaTorah. And if we do start again, we must make sure that we start correctly. This is true about the way we start every single day, how we wake up in the morning, how we start our day, how we start speaking with our roommates or to our spouse, or how we start davening, etc., etc., etc. The way we begin things sets the tone for the rest of that activity and beyond. Have an amazing day and Shabbat Shalom, everyone.